that's the, and then for general, the general one, number six, about the movement of the fences, I would like to not do anything about that one. However, I will take friendly amendments.
All right, could you restate that motion and condense that a little bit?
Okay. All right. I move that we approve the subdivision, that we approve the conditions in Exhibit D with the exception of...
And you can just refer to them by number.
Okay. With the exception of PH1 number 1 is to be modified to include Lot 1B and Lot 2. PH1 number 2 is to be deleted. PH2 number one is to be deleted. PH2 number 16 is to be deleted. And I will take friendly amendments to that if you wish.
Do I hear a second?
I'm sorry?
Do I hear a second?
Oh.
Is there a second for the motion? The motion cannot be discussed until and unless we have a second.
That's fine.
Still seconded it.
Seconded by Commissioner Richardson, moved by Commissioner Chambers. The motion, again, is to approve the application and to approve the conditions with the exception of amending condition phase one, number one, to include lot 1B and lot 2, or being excluded from the existing approach, to delete phase one, number two, to delete phase two, number one condition, and to delete phase two, number three condition. Is there a discussion on the motion? Commissioner Gardner.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask if we all feel that maybe Public Works recognized they weren't quite as prepared as they might have been. Would it possibly be appropriate to allow Public Works an opportunity to respond to the several questions we've asked that they couldn't answer tonight with a continuance to be observed? I am generally in favor of the motion, but I feel that we might be jumping the gun. I could be wrong. I'm open to your suggestions, but just wondering, do we need to hear back from Public Works on the several technical questions?
If I may answer that.
Please.
The general condition number six, if I can find it, says that prior to the final plat approval, blah, 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 we're going to move any fencing and so on and so forth that is in the road right of way to remove it and put it up someplace else, I suppose, or whatever. That presupposes that we know where the road right-of-way is. They have to figure out where the road right-of-way is.
I believe we do know that the road right-of-way at this point in time
I believe
is
we
60,
do not.
60.
I believe we do not, and that's why we have the questions. We have the questions to the planning department to find out what is the road right-of-way. Whatever it turns out to be, I think that they should move it so that it's not in the road right-of-way. Or, if it's not in the road right-of-way, then they don't have to move it.
Any further discussion? Commissioner Richardson.
That's why I suggested that instead of it being required as part of phase one, if we required it as part of phase two.
It's not part of phase one. It is a general condition.
Right.
Phase one is further along,
and
phase two.
This is prior to final plat approval. So
and
I
believe that final plat approval means all of it done, phase two, everything, right? Is that right or not?
It depends what the conditions are. If the conditions require it to be completed before the plat is approved, then
meaning phase two?
No, meaning phase one.
If I may.
Yes.
That means they have to, okay, that means they have to find the road, they have to find out what the right-of-way actually is and move it. Oh, no, you're right. That's not right. They don't. They shouldn't have to move it. They shouldn't have to move it at that time. Then I will, if I may, amend my own motion.
You may.
Then I would amend CG number 6 to be all private improvements in the road right-of-way.
Why don't we just say prior to phase 2 construction?
Good. Thank you for the friendly amendment.
Prior to phase 2 road construction, even. That makes it very specific.
Okay.
If I may just add a perspective.
Okay.
As somebody who's just lost frontage due to the city, in this case, front of my building and my parking spots and everything, as somebody who's just gone through this in a very month ago, I'm very well versed on this. If the right-of-way exists when the property was purchased, too bad, so sad, that's the rules. If the right-of-way has changed after the property is purchased, that's when this comes into play. So when was that designation? You can't expand out that right-of-way and take somebody's property. At that point, that's considered a taking. So, as far as I'm concerned, that fence does not have to be moved until that answer or that question is answered. And we don't necessarily have to answer here. If we strike that GC6, which is what I'd recommend striking it, the question's already put to Public Works. It still has to go to the BCC, and they can provide that to the BCC and answer those questions. And we can move the application forward if that's the case.
Are you proposing a friendly amendment?
I just wanted to put a perspective. I'm very well versed in this at the moment.
Okay.
So if they've changed the right-of-way on the land, there has to be some different direction.
Okay, so are you suggesting to me a friendly amendment?
I would suggest a friendly amendment to just flat-out strike GC6.
Thank you very much. Does that need to be seconded?
It does not need to be seconded if you approve it.
Yeah, I agree.
So the new amendment stands, the new motion is to approve the application and the condition with the exception of GC6, phase 1 number 2, phase 2 number 1, and phase 2 number 16 eliminated, and phase 1 number 1 amended to include lot 1B and lot 2.
Okay.
Any further discussion on the amended motion?
I'd like to strike phase 2 number 12.
I didn't quite hear that, I'm sorry.
I would like to strike phase 2 number 12, the evaluation of the dedicated turn lane. That's an engineering expense. I don't see your
Well, I see that this is, excuse me for being a little confused, but it says that the design engineer is going to determine this later.
In phase 2. And if it's needed.
To determine whether or not it's even needed.
It doesn't say if it's even needed. It says the striping, signage, and a need shall be evaluated by a design engineer. Just hear dollar signs when you talk about a design engineer having to come and do this. Is it reasonable to expect this applicant to pay for an assessment of the striping, signage, and a dedicated turn lane over a 20-year time horizon? And I submit they don't crest the minimum standard for requiring the need for a turn lane, especially when we have heard that we are significantly under the road numbers for a major collector.
Okay, I'll take it. That's fine.
I will accept that for me then.
I will.
So the new motion is to approve the application and the provisions with the exception of GC number 6, phase 1 number 2, phase 2 number 1, phase 2 number 12, and phase 2 number 16, which will be eliminated, and phase one, number one, to be amended to include lot 1B and lot 2. Any further discussions of the amended motion?
I do have a question. Do you all have confidence that removing these requirements will help us still to get input from Public Works that will be needed? Like, would that come in while the application is before the Board of County Commissioners? The questions that we've asked for them tonight?
We will be approving the application. It could be appealed to the Board of County Commissioners.
Well, it's a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners.
No, this is our legislative condition, so we will be approving it ourselves this evening or if it's continued. The question I think at this point is whether we can go ahead with this, approve this motion, or whether we need to do a continuance.
And my question was revolving around getting that input from Public Works, assuming that some of the changes that we made may have come from Public Works. I just want to make sure that we're getting their support or buy-in. Is that reasonable?
Any further discussion on this? If there is no further discussion, then I will call for a vote.
Yeah.
All right. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Church?
Yes, in favor.
Commissioner Richardson?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodwin?
Yes.
Commissioner Chambers?
Yes.
Commissioner Gardner?
Yes.
Commissioner Wright?
Yes.
Commissioner DeSima.
All right. The application has been approved by a unanimous vote. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And
you
the,
were right.
And the applicant
thanks
is directed to produce the findings, the findings. So we are now done with this part of this evening's agenda.
Yeah.
Is matters from the planning board. The audience may leave now. Please leave quietly, or you may stay if you wish. We have a couple of other matters of business to discuss, but we're done. Thank you very much for coming in, and the best of luck with your project.
Thank you for your perseverance.
All right, Madam Commissioners, item number 3.1 is consensus on marijuana in rural residential zone. I'm not real clear on what this is about since we already completed our hearing on that.
Yeah, well.
Sure, I just want to give a brief introduction on that Commissioner Chambers had requested this be put on the agenda for discussion, and that's why it's on the agenda.
Right now, when we talked about it before, you said something about that the commissioners themselves may already do something. I don't want to say without us, but that they may have already or are planning to pass regulations in rural residential, and we won't be visiting it again. Is that correct, or are we going to be revisiting this?
Okay, so the recommendation that the Planning Commission had was they came up with no recommendation. Basically,
right.
They couldn't come to a decision or something to recommend.
Right.
So it then goes to the Board of Commissioners. It was actually scheduled to be heard this morning. However, it got delayed until the new board is in place because of the fact that the board today, let's say they adopted it as is or they amended it, then it still has to have the first reading and second reading of the ordinance, and due to the timing on how long it took to get there, it means that the new board would be doing a first and second reading on something that they never even heard or discussed.
Right. Okay.
So it was decided to lay over into January for the new board to hear it at a public hearing, and then we have the same board doing the ordinance readings.
Okay, so it's likely that it's going to come back to us.
That set of rules may not, if it's approved or whatever they do with it. I do think that you will probably in time see other amendments come before you, There's been some discussion about a need to look at processing and some of the other things associated with the industry.
Okay.
So in time, they may or may not come back to you.
Okay, the reason that I requested that we look at this and have a discussion amongst ourselves, a quote consensus, is that when we had these text amendments that were before us before, it seemed that we were all had different philosophical ideas of what marijuana in rural residential areas should look like. Should it be, should we allow commercial or should we not allow commercial? Should we, I think pretty much everybody agreed that medical, there wasn't much we could do about that, and so we would, that would be fine, we could do medical. And but because we seem to all be coming at it from different angles, I wanted to see if we could kind of get a vision of what we thought marijuana in rural residential should look like. And then from that, you can then draw up policies and text amendments and the rest of that to fit that vision. So I was, that's what I was hoping for. This discussion may not go anywhere, but I mean, I would throw out, or I would propose, I would say that my vision of it would be that you'd have the medical and a person, people can grow their own, but I would prefer if we did not have commercial in rural residential. That's my, that's what I think it should be.
I would just like to make a comment that we held that hearing, and that hearing is concluded, and we can no more change our recommendation after the hearing than a judge can change his sentence after a trial is over.
Exactly so.
We could discuss it for our own edification and enjoyment, but we're not going to, this is not going to change the recommendation of the commissioner.
No, no, we're not going to change that, but we are going to be seeing this issue again. And when we see this issue again, it would be nice to have...
It will not come before the Board of County Commission again. That hearing is done. It's now in the hands of the Board of Commissioners.
And then they send it back to us.
They never send it back to us. That doesn't happen. It goes one way. It goes up. It never goes back down to us. It won't come back.
Well, okay. All right. Then if this is a useless discussion, that's fine. I was thinking that if we are going to see it in some version, again, it would be nice for us to have some kind of a vision of what marijuana in rural residential, what it should look like.
Considering the lateness of the evening, I think if it does come back, which I think is highly unlikely, you'd have lots of time to rediscuss it, you know, at that time.
Okay.
In fairness, I think you had hit upon an issue, not marijuana per se, but I think it's time for us as a commission to be calibrated. In all fairness, Commissioner Gardner, sometimes the questions that she asks are basically about how does county government work? You know, what is the responsibility of roads and bridges and public works, and what can you expect from other people? And I find myself sometimes in that position too, in that occasionally it sounds like we are joining with the applicant against the county. And I don't think that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have independent opinions, but we are here to read the law, understand the law, and sometimes mediate, but not to take sides. And that bothers me. And I think maybe we're going to have Commissioner Church is leaving us. Some others will be coming on. And maybe it's time for us to have just a training class to remind us of what we're here to do and what our responsibilities are and some about what county government, what it looks like, why, how it works.
And we'll have some new ones also.
Have we had any applicants for the Rural Planning Commission?
Yes. There's at least one.
It is my understanding there are four of them.
Four.
Can you tell us who they are at this time?
Well, this is hearsay, but I can tell you what I heard from somebody from the Board of Commissioners office.
that it is, and I never get this name correct, Mark Seligman?
Seligman?
Mark Seligman.
Oh, God.
Run tape. Andreas Black? War Octonen?
Again?
And I don't know who the fourth one is offhand.
So if you have friends you think would be good commissioners, recommend that they get their application.
Well, I have a question for you. I see in our county our infrastructure struggling to keep up with the population increase of the last 2 years. I know that we have done a transportation update, a transportation plan update for the city of Cape Junction just in March, April of 2016. So I'm familiar with the transportation plan to some extent. In the city of Cape Junction, there's a renewed interest in bicycle and pedestrian travel within the city. And I know that the county has, for example, a bicycle transportation committee, I believe it is, bicycle pedestrian transportation committee. I wonder if, considering the change in demographics that has already happened in our county just in the last 5 years, if it wouldn't be appropriate for the Rural Planning Commission to take a look at, maybe have a presentation from Public Works about the transportation plan and identify those areas where the county knows that upgrades are needed.
Sure. Well, we talked a little bit about this when we talked about the old stage road, that the county is in the process of doing their plan. I mean, we could have them come in and talk to you what's currently on the books, but considering they're going through that planning process and it's all going to change,
we have some engagement with that change rather than just hearing the results of it?
Well, we could certainly ask for a representative of the planning commission to be on that transportation planning, with that planning group. Is that?
Okay. Well, actually, I think that bicycle transportation in particular has the potential to be a real economic engine, economic development generator. And I know that bicycle transportation has never been prioritized in Josephine County, but just the paucity of safe cycling roads anywhere in the county, which is very hard to find.
Right.
And so I think from an economic development perspective, it could be in the interest of our Rural Planning Commission not just to hear the results of the transportation plan upgrade, but to participate in it.
Right. And I think probably the best way for you to do that is to either appoint a member, or when, for our department, Nora is actually going to be sitting on that transportation system plan update. And I know that the...
Did she know that?
She does. She just forgot. And then with Williams, with that CAC, and again, this is one of the benefits of the CAC, they've identified a need to have some more pedestrian and biking trails out there. So I've also talked to Public Works about incorporating some of that, including that discussion in their update process as well. But we can certainly appoint a member to sit in on those. So you'd have to be a dedicated member who's willing to go to those meetings.
Yep,
otherwise, just wait for the updates from Nora.
Do we have any idea when those might be coming, forthcoming?
I don't think they actually start. I mean, they've been lining up for the process, but I don't think they've actually started the meetings.
Have
they, Nora?
No.
I didn't think so.
So that's it, the coming year?
I believe so. According to Eric, the planner that was here, he's the one who approached us about working with them on the plan. So it's definitely the coming year. I don't think it's, 2 years or anything.
Is anybody on this commission willing to step up and serve on yet another thing? I'm a farmer in Cape Junction. I still run the farm. Anybody else willing to serve in that capacity? You're highly qualified, Commissioner Richardson.
Well, we'll give updates on that. For the sake of the agenda, though, I think we probably should talk. We could probably talk more about that under the director's report.
Okay, so 3.1 is dead, right?
No.
Yeah, good. Let's move on.
I wish to thank Commissioner Church for his service to the Planning Commission.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Any further matters from commissioners? All right. comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Seeing none. Let's move on to the planning director's report.
Okay, I just wanted to talk to you about some upcoming things. We talked about the marijuana hearing and when that is scheduled and rescheduled for. The next. Melissa, did we put a date yet on that? We were looking at the third week in January.
January 23rd.
January 23rd.
What are we doing January 23rd?
We can all show
Commissioners
up as private citizens.
Yes, you can.
But it's a BCC.
You should be there.
It's a BCC.
Not this commission, but the county commission.
Board of County Commissioners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay.
So, and then the next hearing that we have, the next public hearing we have, is probably going to look at a hearings officer. The Board of Commissioners has, the current Board of Commissioners has shown an interest in a hearings officer instead of things going to the board. That would be a more fair review. So the attorney actually crafted some language, some amendment language to that effect. So we just have to do the application and then get it before you.
Instead of us, because I know how
no,
the,
not
city,
instead of you.
The city does it, there are certain things that the hearings officer does, and beyond that point, they still come to the plan.
No, this would be for appeals. That so it comes from plan. If there's something appealed from the planning commission, or if there's a director's decision that's appealed, it would go to a hearings officer instead of the board.
That would be an employee of the county.
Yes, they would have to contract with somebody or hire someone to do that.
So it's
usually you have to have a degree, a law degree.
So it's a position before it gets to the board, and if the hearings officer says it should go on, then it goes to the commissioners or something.
No, what would happen is, and we should really discuss this at that time, but...
Yes, okay, it's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Basically, the goal is to get the politics out of it and have it get a more fair review.
Okay.
But we can go through all of that, I think.
Okay.
Okay, and then I just wanted to let you know that we just had some few revisions go before the Board of Commissioners, and they had a public hearing on it. And what we've done is we've reduced some fees. For example, lot line adjustments and lot line vacations, we greatly reduced them from like $2,750 to $500, and I think one was $1,500 down to $500, in an attempt to get more people to come in and correct the problems associated with the properties. We also looked at, we got rid of the pre-application fee to, basically, that fee can get absorbed in the actual permit when they come in for it, but to encourage more people to come in and actually talk to us about their projects. And we are also one of the few counties that actually require or charge for that pre-application fee anyway. We also changed the conditional use permit fee for bed and breakfast. It was at $2,000, and it's down to, I think, $500. And the purpose of that is to get more agritourism and lodging throughout some of the areas like the Illinois Valley. Just wanted to talk to you a little bit about agenda items. When we want something put on the agenda, I don't know if we should, we've been putting them on the agenda. I don't know if we should be going through you, Chair Goodwin, or the process that you would like to see with that. But that's something that I think we need to discuss either tonight or in the future.
It's fine to have people request things on the agenda. I'd like to be notified ahead of time what it is, just so that when
sure.
I get to that point in the agenda, I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. And then just want to talk to you very briefly about citizen advisory committees. We are down to one. That is something that I know people have expressed an interest in, so if you do know people that are interested in forming a CAC, to contact us so we can help walk them through that process. And we talked a little bit about training for planning commissioners. Melissa is actually sending you, I don't know if it went out yet, but a link to a survey for some training opportunities that are coming up. So please fill that out, and then we'll keep you abreast of what times, the day and time that that was chosen. And final on my list, but it already happened, was just to wish Commissioner Church well and to thank for service.
Sure. Perhaps that needs to be on an agenda item in the future, but it strikes me that we ought to be able to ask people to look at our fences. This is how you measure your right of way. Let us know, grandfather, things you could do to identify stuff that's wrong, how it can be fixed, so that, hey, if you ever go out and re-fence and you decide to tear down there's the right way to do it?
Sure. There's actually policies on that. The way it works right now is they don't make you move a fence unless you're doing something to your property. And at that time, they say, this is the right-of-way, move it out of the right-of-way, and if you dispute that, you can go get that survey to show that the county's wrong on that. We've run into fences a lot this year with the marijuana industry, and there is one situation I can think of where they actually agreed not to have him move it, and that's because it was the fence was in the right-of-way, but so were all the fences up and down the road for like a mile or so. So this particular person happened to rebuild the fence, but they actually built it further from the road. So they were more in compliance, but they still weren't there. So they actually ended up having to sign a special agreement, you know, that they wouldn't hold the county liable. But we can have more in-depth conversation with that, about that if you want, or...
It just seems like we catch people by surprise when we say, oh, by the way, because you've decided to subdivide, because you've decided to do something else, here's this whole litany of things now you're going to have to do, expenses you didn't know about, in order to bring yourself into compliance.
I will say this, without being talking specifics about any property, because it's not on the agenda, but I would say this, they are made aware of those conditions ahead of time. In some cases, tonight's a good example, where they don't tell us they're going to argue that until the day of the hearing, so we're not able to prepare for it and have the correct person at the meeting. That does not help.
I just have a couple quick comments on the fencing. First of all, I don't mean to disparage the public works person, but I think he had this concept that if you designate a street as a collector or an arterial or a major arterial, that the designated right-of-way that goes with that becomes actual right-of-way. Ain't so. That is not true. And I got the feeling he felt that way. So maybe somebody needs to have a discussion with somebody. You just don't make things up like that.
Right-of-way
doesn't come from a designation of a street capacity. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, right-of-way is not the same as easements that you granted.
No. Okay, I built a lot of projects in my 20-year history. The other thing that I find strange, and this is unusual, but every project I was ever involved in, if the street needed adequate right-of-way to meet its collector or arterial or whatever designation it is, then part of the conditions of the subdivision or construction approval were that the applicant had to give that right-of-way to the county or the city. I mean, I never saw one that didn't work that way. I gave away lots of land because I had to build a project, and the street right-of-way wasn't adequate, so they made it adequate, but I had to give it away. So I don't know. I mean, we could have done that here. I was kind of surprised that but see, they don't, it's like they didn't know what the right-of-way was, which I think is really weird.
The right-of-way isn't consistent all the time. I mean, sometimes you'll find a 50-foot right-of-way, sometimes a 60-foot right-of-way. It all depends on where you are and what road you're on.
Yeah, but on any given stretch of road, there's a deed.
Right.
And the deed designates that, and it can be surveyed, and that road has a 30-foot right-of-way or a 40-foot right-of-way or a 50-foot right-of-way or a 60-foot right-of-way by deed.
I agree.
Recorded deed. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Where is that number, though?
Well, it's curious, though, because the house I lived in the town of Messman, the entrance to Messman had a 40-foot easement. At our house, it was a 60-foot
easement. Easements are different than railways.
Well, but the whole notion was that when you went back and looked at the plat maps and everything, they were all different. It varied by lot when it was developed how much actually belonged to the city. And so they had to go through and...
Might have to be surveyed, might have to do a deed research, but that's what it takes.
Again, I think if he had known ahead of time that was going to be an issue, he would have been able to look a little further into that and be prepared for the conversation. So, anything else?
All right, nothing further from the planning director, then we will move on to the approval of the minutes. Everyone had a chance to read?
Do you not remember what you did?
Yep. I could remember. It's okay.
I believe everybody approved them.
Yeah.
These are the minutes from the last hearing.
From the last meeting, yeah, right.
Yeah, oh, this isn't right. This is not from tonight's hearing. This is from the last.
Right. She emailed us out and asked for approval.
The draft.
And we all approved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why do I have to approve it again?
Oh,
okay.
Because we have to approve it officially. Also, I made some amendments so that I sent in, so we have to.
Yeah. So just real quick, so Melissa, when she's sending them to you, she's asking for you to find errors or something maybe that you have wrong so that we can have that final for you to vote on. Because if you remember, it has to be the body that approves the minutes. You can't do it individually. It has to be the body as...
Yeah, that's fine.
So when you do it in an email, you're just saying, no, I don't have any changes to make. Or you say, yes, I do have changes to make, and then she makes the changes. And then we come back to you and vote.
Okay.
And just real quick, I just wanted to, so we did talk about doing the minutes at the end of the meeting. That's if we're not going to have a meeting for a while, but right now we know we're having a meeting pretty much every month for quite a while, so we'll continue to just approve them from the last meeting, and then when we get to that point where we don't have any more meetings lined up, then we'll look at doing them at the end of the night for the meeting we just had.
Okay. All right, so would you like to call roll on approving the minutes?
Yes.
Actually, I think we have to have a motion for that.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
The last meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a couple of seconds here. Please call roll.
Commissioner Church.
Aye. Yes.
Commissioner Richardson.
Yes.
Commissioner Goodwin.
Yes.
Commissioner Chambers.
Yep.
Commissioner Gardner.
Yes.
Commissioner Wright.
Yes.
And Commissioner DeSimone.
All right, the motion carries, and we are adjourned.
We're adjourned.
Yay!
Yay! Well, everybody enjoy themselves.
Okay.
Melissa, I have enjoyed working with you.
Yes.
I'm going to give you
great
this.
Pleasure.
This is for what they're worth, my findings.
Excellent.
And you can just have this all back.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Melissa, I hope you can read my handwriting. I have really bad handwriting, but there are my findings. If you have any questions, don't hesitate.
Okay. Got lost on this, so it's a good thing we're coming back to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we did it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.